Kelsey, if you could go ahead and get us going.
All right. I'm going to call this meeting of the UIL State Executive Committee to order at this time. We do have a quorum present, an agenda before us. We will be abiding by the University Interscholastic League Constitution and Contest Rules. And the first order of business, need approval of minutes from September the 29th and September the 30th of 2020.
Make that motion.
Second.
By Ms. Denson, and then a second by Mr. Colbert. All in favor, please raise your right hand. That is unanimous. Thank you. With that having been said, we're going to ask Caroline if you'll move the first group in, please, for hearing AA.
Okay, I have a caller with area code 409, number ending in 336. Can you let me know who you are, please?
It's muted.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Pamela Crumity.
Perfect, thank you very much.
Okay, we also have Mr. Williams here. Who do we not have?
We don't have Jasper at this time.
Okay. We're going to just be patient for a couple of minutes here and see what happens. Looks like we've got maybe Cameron on. Is that correct?
Yes, Cameron is on.
Okay, very good.
How are you all doing this morning?
Doing fine, Eric.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Be patient with us here for a minute while we get everybody on.
Okay, no problem.
Hmm.
Mr. Chair, Caroline's trying to get a hold of the principal right now.
Yes, sir. It's kind of what figure was going on, but thank you.
Okay, I've talked to the principal. He's going to make sure we get the athletic director on the Zoom call soon.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't see anybody yet. I'm not sure what the timeline will be on his arrival, but I don't see anybody in the waiting room just yet. Just wanted to update you.
All right. We're going to wait a couple more minutes and then we're going to move forward and trust that that individual will show up at a point in time when it's necessary to visit with him. But let's we'll wait a couple more minutes, then we'll move on. right, everybody's ready. We're going to just move forward and trust that we'll get Jasper in here at a point in time a little bit later on. So we're going to move forward with hearing AA, Burkeville High School, Apopka District 12, 2A Division 2 Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley?
DEC 12-2A, Division 2 met on September 16th, 2020 and ruled that Cameron Cooney moved from Jasper High School to Burkeville High School for athletic purposes. Item number 6 was checked yes on the PAPF, and items number 1, 5, 8, and 9 were checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. Student parent is appealing the ruling of the DEC.
Okay. We're going to move forward now with swearing in of those who are here. So it'll be Mr. Williams and Ms. Cremedy. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name. You'll need to raise your right hand, and the appropriate response will be, I do. Caroline will swear you in now.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let me talk to you about our process here. We've got some questions for you, Mom, and that's what we're going to refer to you as, please. And then we will, you and possibly Cameron, and then we're going to get others involved, if there is anybody else involved. And we'll get to Mr. Williams and hopefully Jasper. I don't think our DEC chair is here, so we'll just do with what we have. And then at the end, Mom, you'll have the opportunity to say anything final that you need to. All right?
Okay.
All right, thank you. I'm going to start by affirming some of the information that we have to make sure that we are accurate in our current understanding. It is our understanding that Cameron's father is deceased. And
yes, sir.
Mom, you're living in Jasper with your parents, or is that correct?
Who, me or Cameron?
You.
I live in Jasper, yes, on my own.
Okay. And Cameron is living where?
At the present time, he's living with his grandmother, his father's mother.
Okay. And that is in Weirgate, is that correct, which is part of Burkeville's attendance zone?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it says, or what we understand is that Cameron moved in with grandparents for disciplinary reasons and for safety reasons. Would you elaborate on that a little bit for us, please?
Right. I was having issues with him at home, not, you know, being out late, being places that I didn't want him to be and things like that. And it just kept getting, we kept going round and round with it, kept punishments and grounded and all that stuff. So I was talking with his grandmother and one day, and I was, you know, just kind of fed up, and she, you know, told me to bring him to her. She had asked me for him some years back, and I, you know, didn't want, you know, he's my responsibility, I'm going to keep him. And we had been back and forth about it, and so finally when this happened, I was just kind of fed up, and so we just packed him up and sent him to her to see if she said she could, you know, get him to behave better. He does okay. He does good at school. It's just, you know, when he's at home, you know how kids are. And with COVID happening, there's a lot of free time on their hands. So
yes,
just
ma'am.
Have an issue.
When did this change of residences occur? When did he move in with his grandma?
It was the end of July, around the 25th, somewhere around there.
Okay. Now, you have a daughter that's like a first grader, is that correct?
Yes.
She's still with you?
Yes.
She goes to school in Jasper?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you lived in Jasper?
40 years.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, let's just ask you a question about the folks at Jasper mark the previous athletic participation form to say, I believe that the student moved to play football. Can you respond to that?
I'm not sure. I hadn't held any conversation with anyone from Jasper or the athletic department or anybody, so I don't know why that came to be, you know. But
were there ever any problems between Cameron and the coaches or anybody else at the school?
Not to my knowledge. I know there was an issue the freshman year with, and it was him showing up late, and but apparently there was some words between him and one of the coaches. I wasn't told about it until later on. One of the other coaches started to come and pick him up from home. Okay. And I was like, why are you picking him up? I'm perfectly capable of getting him to school. Oh, we've been having some issues with this disciplinary issues and this and that, and just keep things. And so I was like, why hadn't nobody told me, you know? But other than that, like I said, if anything was going on, nobody notified me.
Okay. And that was his freshman year. He's a junior now, is that correct?
Yes, he's a junior now.
His 10th grade year last year, what kind of year did he have there at Jasper High School?
It was okay. Academic wise, I mean, he's always kind of struggled a little bit. So his grades wasn't always up to par, but, other than that, nothing that I personally know of. No.
Okay. So do you have any reason to understand why the statement came from the coach that he believed that that Cameron moved to play football? Was he going to play football at Jasper?
Yeah, he's played football. He started. He got plenty of playing time. Sometimes would play the whole game, and you know, so there was never an issue there. He was a running back, always got the ball. So, I mean, it wasn't like he was like, oh, I'm gonna go elsewhere because I'm not, you know, getting what he always kind of. He always played. Like I said, he was always in the game.
Okay. Did you have any concerns with the coaches?
No. I hadn't had any concerns with them. Like I said, if there was an issue, all they had to do was reach out to me. But nobody ever reached out to me about any concerns, and I didn't have any concerns with them.
Okay. Anybody else have questions for Mom? Ms. Denson?
Mom, I was just interested to know if Cameron played any summer football, or was he involved in any strength and conditioning programs? And if he was involved in those programs, was it at Jasper or was it at Burkeville?
His conditioning and stuff he did, you know, in Jasper, whatever they did before school started, he would do that.
Okay. And this is prior to y'all's move then?
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Mom, do you know, and does Cameron know a young man named Xavier Grimble?
Yes.
Okay. And you're aware that Xavier now is at Burkeville?
Yes. His parents moved, live in that area.
Uh-huh. All right. So are they their friends then? Cameron and yes. Xavier?
Yes. Cameron is friends with everybody, seems like.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Other questions for Mom? Fixing to move to Coach Williams in. I believe he's the only other person we got here. So we don't typically talk much. You are with Burkeville, is that correct? Oh, we need to get you. No, you've already done that. Please unmute and identify yourself.
Hello, I'm Eric Williams, the head coach / athletic director here at Burkeville ISD.
Okay. Can you tell us anything about your first knowledge of Cameron?
Over the summer, I met Cameron, and once I recognized that he was from Jasper, I initiated the phone call to the head coach and athletic director of Jasper, Mr. Daryl Borbe. And I made contact with him and made him aware that there were a couple kids in the area who stressed concerns of playing at Burkeville the upcoming season or moving to the area and would be playing. And so once again, I made that phone call and Mr. Borbe gave him the name. And we talked about 25 minutes on the phone, he and I. And I went down the list. I said, Coach, I just wanted you to know that these kids are telling me they're moving to the area. I just wanted to get your take on it. So we talked about that. And then we started talking about other things, about the way I conduct practice, about his time at Holt Izetta when he was at a small school and how he did things there. And the conversation went great.
Okay. And who was that, the gentleman that you were talking to?
The head coach and athletic director of Jasper, Daryl Borbe.
Okay. I think we now have him on the phone. Okay.
We do have him on the phone.
So the first time that you saw Coach Williams, you saw or heard of these young men, and we're talking about both of them. We're talking about Cameron, and then we're talking about Xavier. Did you see them together?
I honestly do not recall that, whether or not I saw them together.
When was it that you saw them first and that you first heard that they were coming?
I heard about Grimble first. Grimble's mom gave me a call. Grimble's mom gave me a call, reached out to me and told me that she and her son were moving to the Weirgate area. And she was kind of iffy about whether or not she wanted him to actually get involved in athletics. She made me aware that he was going to be joining the Army, and she was really couldn't care less whether or not he played. She was more interested in getting his GED. And then Cameron was after that when I saw Cameron. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Mr. Barbe, we need to get you sworn in. Would you unmute, please? And Caroline is going to swear you in, and the response that is appropriate is I do. If you'll raise your right hand at this time, please.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, can. Thank you.
Okay. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. We are closing in on getting finished with this first hearing. Sorry we missed
you. I do apologize. I apologize for our technology in Jasper, America is not the greatest.
Okay, well, we're glad you're here. We do have some questions for you. We've already talked to Mom, and we've talked now to Mr. Williams. You are the one that made the statement, I believe, that the student moved to play football. Check number 6, yes, on the previous athletic participation form.
Why? Yes, sir.
What caused you to do that, Mr. Barbe?
Well, on the CUNY kid, is that who we're discussing right now?
We're discussing Cameron CUNY.
Okay. I don't have a problem with the kid whatsoever. He was here in the spring, COVID hit. Well, he had been coming to summer workouts once we started back after COVID and the UIL had allowed us to. He had came back for about maybe 2 or 3. Well, then he stopped coming. Well, one of my coaches came up and said, hey, coach, here's a post on Facebook, and it said something to the effect, had a picture of him at Burkeville workout saying, hey, I'm taking my talents to Burkeville to go play. So I just took it as that. He was going there to play football.
Okay. Did you ever have any problems with him?
No. Kenny's a good – like I said, I don't have a problem with the kids. I just check the boxes that are appropriate.
Yes,
and,
sir.
He was a good kid. I know his mom, you know, does a good job. I think he's got she's taking in a kid that plays for us right now that had a grandmother pass away, and I think he's living with her. And they're good people.
Now, wait. You know, I don't have to slow down there. Talk us through what you just said about who's living with who.
If I'm not mistaken, and I may be, we had a young man that plays on our football team. His grandmother passed away about maybe 3 or 4 months ago. And I think Cam's mother is his aunt, and that young man is living with him. Now, I may be way off, but from what I understood, I thought that was kind of the thing. So I know she's a good – I know they're good people. I'm not questioning any of that.
Right.
I just checked the box when they said, hey, he's going to play football over there. Did he move for athletics reasons? I just checked, yes, he's going to play football.
All right. Any questions? Yes, Mr. Colbert.
Yes, sir. Coach Barbe, I got a couple questions for you. You said that someone that saw a picture of Cameron, I guess maybe it was Twitter or something like that, where he said he was going to go play for Burkeville. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever see that photo?
One of my coaches showed it to me.
And so what did you see in the photo?
To be really precise, it was a picture of Cam and maybe 2 other kids. Well, another one was from Jasper in there, a Holmes boy, if I'm not mistaken. And I didn't know the other kid, but they were kind of posing at off season, flashing some signs and stuff. And just under the thing just said, hey, I'm taking my talents over here to Burkeville to play.
Okay. So you saw the caption where they wrote that he was going to take his talents.
Yes, sir.
And there were several kids in the photo, but how did you know it was Cameron that said that?
Oh, and like I said, I can go back and I'll ask his coach, but I think it was his post.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was the other kid. That was the reason we thought. Now, the other kid may have typed it in if we want to get real technical.
No.
Somebody else may have typed it in, but it was Cam's post that was on the Facebook account.
Okay, I have another question. Did Cameron start for you?
Did he start, or what did
his playing time look like? Okay.
He was on the JV the year before. When we came out, would he have started? I don't know because we never got to 2-a-days or anything. He possibly could. He possibly not. I don't know that.
And did he ever express any concerns or reservation about being able to play and start on varsity?
Well, that was the one thing about both kids, is they never came and said a word. I have never, you know, the kid, the last time I saw him was we were doing some summer workouts after COVID, and we were out there throwing the football, doing some stuff. Then the next day or the next time we met, I never saw him again. I never spoke to him, and I've never said one word to him since. You know, and like I said, if they would have came in and talked or said anything, you know, there may have been something, but they never said a word. The only thing I've ever seen since then was a coach brought that post in there on that Facebook that said, hey, he was over at Burkeville.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mr. Chair, yes, can I ask Coach Williams a question?
You may.
We don't have a table anymore, so he's not sitting up front, but I can see him on the screen. Coach Williams, I'm going to focus on Cameron, but you made a statement in our next case that's coming up that I'd like to just kind of follow up because I think it's applicable to this case too. What's the season record in the past and present for your football program?
I won a football game. I shouldn't say I. We won a football game 2 weeks ago against Mount Enterprise. It was the first time. It was the first win in 5 years for the program. There has not been any much success here at Burkeville over the last 10 years.
So that's the first game y'all won on varsity in 5 years?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Any other questions for Coach Barbe at this point? All right. We do not have a district chair here. The votes, I believe, was unanimous. Is that correct? Is that what y'all remember? Okay. Let's go back to Mom.
Yes, sir.
You've heard Coach Barbe talk about Cameron, good young man, and all those things. You also heard him talk about the post that said he was taking his talents over to Burkeville.
Right.
What would you say to that, or in closing, anything? What else would you say?
I wasn't aware of the post. I'm on Facebook all the time. I hadn't seen it. I would like to see it, if at all possible. Also, I'm reading a letter here that says, on August 24th, Cameron Cuny attended Jasper ISD and participated in our athletic program. When he was asked why he was going to Burkeville, he stated that he was going to play football. But then in his statement, he said he never talked to him. So if he never talked to him, when did he state to you that he's going to play football, is the only question I have. And I do have a student that goes to Jasper High School at my house. He was supposed to go to Austin to live with his aunt, and she never came to get him. After his grandmother passed, his mother passed when he was a baby, his grandmother passed, nobody else came to get him. So I was just kind of stuck there. So I just had to sign him into school, and he was just kind of left on me. But that was the only questions that I had about that. When did he talk to him? When was he asked why was he going to Burkeville and all this?
Okay. And Mr. Barbe, would you respond to that? Yes. My assumption is that had to do with the post.
Yeah. If I wrote that, or my secretary typed it up about why he was going, I will be very honest. I have not spoken to Cam Cuny face to face since the last day we did two-a-days. The comment or what I wrote on there was strictly from the post, I'm going to Burkeville to play football.
Okay. All right. Yes, Mr. Galvan.
Coach, let me ask, are you still on the line, Coach Barbe?
Yeah, shoot, yeah.
Okay. At the district executive committee meeting, was that brought up in the DEC meeting about the post?
I don't know. All
were you
I
there?
Did was this. Like,
were
no,
you there
no.
at the meeting?
No, sir.
Okay. Mother, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Were you at the DEC meeting?
No, sir. I didn't. I was aware that there was going to be a meeting. I did not know anything about when it was going to take place until after it was over, and I was told that, you know, he wasn't going to be able to play.
Okay. Did I miss something in the information that we got in the on this case that we didn't get any minutes from the DEC concerning this, any of this information?
You didn't miss anything. We have no information from the district executive committee.
So we're looking at now, just right now, hoping that the post is legit and so forth, this nature.
Yeah. We have to believe the coach or not believe the coach as to whether there was a post. Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Williams, you've got a question, I think. And then Ms. Denson.
I just want to make everyone aware that this is my only my second year as a head football coach, but this is number 25 with coaching overall. And I say that to say that there has been no communication to me, and there was no communication to me on behalf of that DEC meeting. I was under the impression that we would know when the meeting would take place. And I was under the impression that there would be an invite, whether it be in person or through a Zoom presentation. And once again, there was no communication. I received a letter indicating the outcome, and that was it.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Denson?
Yes, I have a question for Mom. Is Cameron there with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Cameron, you heard the information concerning the post.
Let's stop just a minute. We need to swear Cameron in. Cameron, did you get sworn in?
No, sir.
Okay, please raise your right hand. Caroline will swear you in.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Cameron, you heard the information about the post, the Facebook post. Who were the other young men in the picture with you?
I don't have a Facebook post, so I wouldn't know who's in the picture.
Okay, so that was not your post then that Coach is talking about, that you're in a picture with two other young men stating that you're taking your talents to Burkeville. That was not your post.
No, ma'am.
Okay, do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, thank you.
All right. Anything else? We don't have a lot of information here, as you all understand. What we end up with is Coach saw a post. The young man said he didn't make the post. Mom's not seen the post. But that's about the size of it. We don't have the information that we need from the district executive committee. We also have a situation, although this is a new hearing and we all recognize that, we had a circumstance where there was not any communication that went to the folks that should have been involved in the hearing at the district level. But that is obviously a concern. But as I state, we're in a new hearing today, so we need to take the information that we have learned today and make some decisions based on that. Mom, do you have anything else you want to say before we make a decision?
No, I don't think I have anything else.
All right, you've been very helpful today, and we certainly appreciate that. And Cameron, no matter what decision is reached, we wish you well as you go through school, and good luck to you.
Yes, sir.
All right, is there anything that needs to be said by anyone before we make a decision here? Mr. Galvan?
Mr. Chairman, the only thing I have a concern about is that, you know, exactly right as far as the information that we're having to deal and make a decision on, is that there was never any contact between the coach at Jasper and the parent. You know, I've been in the business for a long time as well as yourself. A lot of times when a kid sees or a coach sees something, they're going to make an effort to talk to that kid. You know, what's going on? Why are you doing all this other stuff? And even the coach says he has not ever talked to the kid. And that's a concern that I have in a program. If you got a kid that's saying going somewhere else, there's got to be, I think, some type of communication. That's just my own feeling on that.
All right, thank you.
Well, sir, can I say something?
You bet.
Well, during COVID and we were trying to get back, we went and visited every kid in our program. If our phone systems and our cell phones, kids change phones all the time. Well, we went and visited every kid with a coach at their home. I can tell you exactly where he lived. I don't know if his mother and him have moved to Burkeville ISD, but I can tell you where Cam Cuny lived at, one block away from the junior high, and I can tell you exactly what house where I went twice this summer to go see him. One time, the mother, I think, answered and said he was out and about. The next time we went, we did not get a response.
Okay. So you did reach out.
So to sit here and say that we did not try to communicate, I don't think that's fair.
Well, with the information that we had earlier, that's all the assumption that we could make at that point. You've cleared that up for us
yes,
now.
Sir.
Thank you. All right. Yes, Mr. Colbert.
Let me say this.
Mr. Colbert.
Can I say this?
No, sir. Not right now. I'll get back to you in just a minute. Mr. Colbert has the floor.
I would just say, and just kind of speaking to the committee, I still haven't, with all these cases, and we've heard hundreds of these transfer cases, I'm still not aware of the motive for this young man to want to transfer to Burkeville. He's not leaving Jasper because of disciplinary reasons. Typically, we hear about students who have a personality problem or have some issues with the coaches, or they've been suspended from the program. We don't see any of that. And even the Jasper coach is kind of bewildered why this young man would transfer. And it sounds like the basis for the argument has been this photo that has been posted. You know, Burkeville, congratulations to coach who won a game not too long ago. And, you know, hopefully he gets that program turned around. But typically a kid is going to want to transfer to be able to start for another team, to get playing time, to do all of those things, or to go to a team that's going to gain him more recognition. I don't see how Burkeville would do that more so than Jasper. And so, yeah, I don't see the motive of why this young man would want to transfer for athletic reasons is what I'm struggling to see. And I just want, it's more of a statement than a question.
Sure. And good point. And we see issues where kids go to lesser programs for athletic purposes, but there always seems to be a reason that's evident. And as you stated, it's kind of hard to see. Mr. Barbe, you had one other thing to say?
Yeah. Listen, I don't have a problem with the kid. I think the kid's a good kid. On this post, I saw a post, all right? I don't care if the kid plays or not over there. It doesn't matter to me. When I just legally, as an athletic director and a representative of our school, I just check the boxes that are appropriate. I'm not going to sit there and just not check a box because I'm turning a blind eye. If y'all don't have a problem with the kid playing over there, I don't either. But, I mean, I know I saw some. I checked a box. If y'all want to overrule that, that don't bother me at all.
Well, Let's stop and let's make sure we understand each other very well. This is not about whether we want the kid to play or don't want the kid to play. This is about evidence. That's all. And what Mr. Colbert was telling you and is I think pretty accurate. It's hard to find the motive here. We always are able to see a motive for a reason for a change. Because he made a post, and listen, Coach, I believe you, okay, that you saw a post. You didn't make that up. But I also, you know, I'm taking my talents over here. What does that mean? And so there's a...
Hey, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, sir.
So I think it's a matter of give us a motive. Why did the young man leave? And obviously he has another hurdle to overcome to become eligible, and that is guardianship and residency issues that will have to be dealt with should he be deemed eligible as far as the change in schools for athletic purpose piece, because he's living with someone who's not a legal guardian at this point.
Yes, sir. Well,
any other comments or questions from anybody?
Oh, no, sir.
Okay. All righty then. It's time to make a decision. Any comments from the group? It's time to make a decision to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the district executive committee, which would declare Cameron Cooney as eligible for varsity athletics at Burkeville High School pending waivers for residency, guardianship, however the correct term is there, or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal and overturning the ruling, please raise your right hand. I think it is unanimous. Yeah, it is. And this is one of those situations, and congratulations, Mom. You've got some more hurdles to jump through, and you can talk to Mr. Beasley at UIL about that, and Coach Williams can help you with that about the residency and getting a waiver and all. We did not have enough information today to uphold the decision that was reached by the district executive committee. So good job, committee. At this time, yes, sir, Mr. Colbert.
Mr. Chair, I don't know if we need to give some attention to the DEC committee. You know, I'm concerned that, you know, whether everybody was invited or informed about this when this initially happened. And then
on top of that,
we've got no documentation whatsoever, which is kind of unprecedented. So
there should
be attention given to that.
No doubt. And the sad part is we're going to be in that same district here in just a minute on hearing BB with the same situation. So I think there needs to be, based on this recommendation, Mr. Beasley, I think that that it's appropriate that staff reach out to the district chair and discuss protocol and all aspects of the district executive committee and the fact that we needed somebody here today. We also needed some information. We also needed to recognize that this district executive committee did not take care of its business in the sense that no one was invited to be part of it. And there needs to be some education there. And also we would like a report back, just as a response as to what kind of response, just in writing to the committee members is fine.
Okay.
Just what kind of response we got. Okay.
I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Colbert, for that word. Coach Williams.
Hope I'm not speaking out of turn or.
Why don't we wait till the next hearing?
Gotcha. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks. All right. With that having been said, Mom, we're going to release you from this hearing, and we're going to ask Coach Barbe and Coach Williams to stay. Or is that right, Jasper? Yep, still another Jasper to Virkel. And then we're going to move forward. So at this point in time, we'll ask that you invite the other folks in, Caroline. Thank you.
Okay, thank y'all.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. Good luck to you. All right. We have, I think, Mom on, as well as Mr. Williams and Mr. Barbet. And I think that, is that all you're expecting, Caroline?
Yes, that is.
Okay. With that having said, been said, then we're going to move forward with hearing BB, which is Burkeville High School, Appeal to District 12, 2A, Division 2, Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley.
DEC 12-2A, Division 2, met on September 16, 2020, and ruled that Xavier Grimble moved from Jasper High School to Burkeville High School for athletic purposes. Items number 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6 were checked yes on the PAPF, and item number 1 was checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parent is appealing the ruling of the DEC.
All right, thank you. Going to ask Mom and Ms. Grimble, that's how we're going to refer to you, if that's okay, is as Mom. And
that's fine.
I'm ask you and Mr. Williams and Mr. Barbet at this time to please raise your right hand. You're going to be sworn in by Caroline, and the appropriate answer is I do.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do. I do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. excuse me. The process is going to be this, Ms. Grimble. We're going to ask you some questions and confirm some of the information that we already have. When we're finished with that, we'll go to the other parties that are involved here, and then get back to you eventually, where we will have some more questions, and then potentially we'll then allow you the opportunity to say whatever you need to say. Okay. Okay. It is our understanding that Xavier is on track to graduate, and he is headed to serve his country. Is that a correct statement?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do I see that we have Xavier now?
He's at school.
Yes, I see him with coach, though.
Yes, sir.
Did he get sworn in? All right, Caroline, let's swear Xavier in. Raise your right hand, Xavier, and say I do when you're asked the question.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. So you're on schedule to graduate. Is that correct? Xavier?
Yes, sir.
All right. And you're going to join the service?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for that. And we're very appreciative that you would want to serve your country. So good luck in that endeavor. You stopped showing up last year, I guess it was, for athletics. And you made the statement that I got out of athletics because I was going through some things with my family. Also didn't want the negative energy around my teammates and coaches.
Yes, sir.
Is that accurate statements?
Yes, sir.
And you said you didn't know that your parents were moving to Burkeville until the end of the summer, correct?
I did not know.
Okay. Correct. When you say parents, are you living with both your mom and your dad?
I live with my mom.
Did they both move?
Yes, sir.
And my stepdad.
Oh, your stepdad. Okay. Mighty good. Mighty good. Now, Mom, is it true that you wanted him to come back and live with you? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
When you say come back and live, where are you talking about? Are you talking about Burkeville?
Well, we had a little problems around the end of the year last year, and he wouldn't stay with more family members. And plus, he was in the process of moving, and I was working a lot of hours, you know, trying to get everything situated to move. He didn't know, you know, I mentioned it to him before, but he didn't actually know that we was going to move. You know, it was just talk. And when he moved out, you know, I kept him in the secret, you know, I didn't tell him anything. So we started trying to do everything around March and April of everything, you know, that was going on with all of it. And I still didn't let him know until we actually got the house out here.
Okay. We're having a little bit of a hard time hearing all your, you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. That's better. Thank you for that. So you moved when?
They brought the house out in May, the end of May, June, but we started paying for everything in March.
Okay. All right. And where did Xavier move with you the first day that you moved?
No, Xavier came. We actually had a little problem in getting everything set up out here. We had to go with the state highway department by getting our water out. So actually, they didn't get the water out until September.
Okay.
But
so where was he living at that time? Where was he living during that time?
My family have a house in Jasper as well. You know, that's where we moved from, and I kept everything on and going until everything got situated here.
Okay. So he was living back where y'all had been?
Yes.
Okay. And when you made the decision to make this change, why did you move to Burkeville or out around Burkeville?
Well, I'm getting married in October, you know, I mean, my husband wanted to do something for us, and it's closer to his family.
Okay.
And plus, it's more land, and, you know, we're out of the city limits, and, you know, I think Xavier enjoy himself better out here.
Okay. All right. Now, when it got time to get ready to go to school, who was the first person you talked to at Burkeville High School or Burkeville ISD?
I'm not sure, because I called before school was starting, trying to figure out, you know, about getting him signed in and all of that. So I'm not sure if it was Miss Stevens or Mr. Weeds first, you know.
You're still cutting out on us. We're not hearing much of what you're saying now, Miss Grimmel. Xavier, excuse me. When it got time, Mom, again, we're having a hard time hearing you, so I'm going to ask Xavier, who did y'all talk to first? Who did you talk to first at Burkeville High School?
I was talking to Coach Williams because I came in the summer for workouts.
Okay. So you knew that's where you were headed, so you started working out over there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When did you first contact him?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay.
Like a few days before I actually came down here.
Did you ever play any outside teams, any AAU, any club teams with anybody?
No, sir.
Did some work like that?
No, sir.
Okay. And do I have other questions from individuals here? Okay. We're going to move on to Coach Barbe here. Coach Barbe.
Yes, sir.
Talk to us about this young man. And you said that he there were some issues, that he quit, that he would been would have been removed from the program, those kinds of things. Talk to us about that.
Well, I've known the kid for a while. He played on the freshman B team, which I coached. I know his family pretty well. I drove a bus route in the afternoons a couple of times with his little brother and sister. So I kind of knew the area where they lived over off Main Street. I don't know if that's the house they're speaking about. But he's been in the program, or was in the program. I'd say an average athlete, competed well. His junior year, he was on our JV football team. I think he may have been on the varsity basketball team, and then that's where everything kind of went south. I do not know if he got out of basketball because he failed, but whatever it was, I do not remember him finishing the season, because when I went to the basketball playoff game, I do not think he was dressed out. Well, at that point, he just stopped coming. You know, we try to find him, you'd call, but I mean, he just never did seem last period. Well, at some point we finally just said, listen, the guy, I mean, we can't find him to come. I said, he's just not coming. So we ended up either we initiated a schedule change because he was going to end up failing the class, but we ended up removing him and got his schedule changed. And that happened, and I don't know exactly what month it was, but pretty close after that, that's when COVID hit and everything kind of went, you know, where we just didn't see anybody.
Okay. So the problems that you're talking about on number one, that there had been issues, came about during basketball?
I would say during basketball, or really off season. You know, I mean, it's a class. We're getting prepared for the next year. I mean, at the end of the day, the guy was skipping.
Right, right. Okay. All right. What other questions we have for Coach Barbe? Yes, Mr. Galvan.
Coach Barbe, let me ask you a question. When you say that he didn't show up to athletic period, was school in session at that time?
Yes.
Okay. Well, in your program set up as far as communication with your student athletes, if they're not showing up for athletic period, does anyone on your coaching staff check as far as his class's instruction and see whether or not he's in class to maybe find out what's going on, why he's not showing up for athletics?
Well, I mean, normally we'll look. He's been present. And then he's there not last period. You know, we have a lot of kids in our program. I don't have the manpower to leave and go try to find one kid throughout the day. Normally our policy is the kid is absent, just like any class, he's truant and we mark him tardy or absent.
So any of your kids that you have in your athletic period, if they don't show up for athletics, you just check and see if they're present in school, and then you don't check and find out why they're not showing up in athletics. Let me ask this, with one of your quarterback. If the quarterback decides he didn't want to start coming to practice and so forth, you just going to say, well, he's in class, so that's okay. I'm not going to check out and find out why he's not showing up. So, you know, you got a bunch of assistant
coaches.
Sir,
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions for Coach Barbe? All right. Coach Williams, you have anything you want to add that has to do with the reason for the change?
Once again, when I was contacted by mom, she expressed to me that Xavier was looking to go to the Army. And she told me that it really didn't matter to her whether or not he played, but it was very important to Xavier to actually play his senior year. I wish you had some direct questions for me. Xavier has been very consistent with contacting me, myself, the counselor, about his grades.
Yes, sir. You indicated,
personally, yeah. Personally, I do not feel like it's for athletic purposes. Once again, the lack of success here at Burkeville over the last 10 years, the morale has been down. Traditionally, we are a contending school, but over the last 10 years, it hasn't been there. But once again, the interest for mom was to go ahead and get him in a position where he can go into the Army. I have spoken to the sergeant who is over Xavier. They have been in communication for more than a year now, sergeant, sure. And Mr. Grimble. And once again, with the consistency, even this past weekend, even this morning, Xavier has been very concerned about his grades. Yeah, he texts the counselor.
I understand that. You've made your point very well with that, and you did that in writing, and we certainly appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Our interest is, at this point, typically the receiving school district doesn't have a lot to offer as far as the reason for the change.
Yes, sir.
You've done a good job of articulating that he's very interested in graduating so he can go to the Army. And so,
yes, sir.
We appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else? For coach. All right, Benz, we don't have a district chair here again. For Miss Grimble, does anybody have any questions or comments for her? Then, Mom, we're going to let you say anything else that you want to say.
Yes, sir.
Let me do one other thing. I apologize for interrupting you. I need to ask Xavier, before you start, Mom, a couple of questions. Are you good friends with Cameron?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did y'all decide that together you needed to come over to Burkeville?
No, sir. He got in trouble, so he had to move. I moved in with my mom.
Okay. All right. Let's see, what else was there? Tell us, Xavier, about problems in the basketball program. What happened?
I didn't have any problems. I just felt out. Then it was a game. Well, you can come back, like it's a game. You know how you don't have it's a game, not on a school day you can play if you felt out. It was like that, and I asked him, was I going to be a player? He was like, no, try again next year. I didn't have a problem with it. Then an incident happened. I stopped coming to school at all, like none. I wasn't coming to school at all.
What incident?
Some personal issues.
Okay, not with the coaches?
Family problem.
Family problem?
We had some family problem going on, and he had a little – mental breakdown and just wasn't up to par, you know. I let go and he let go, and we talked about it, and that's why we're here in this situation now. You know, we've discussed this and talked about this. It's something that, you know, he wants to do. He wants to graduate, and I feel like him playing a little sport to keep him motivated to school, for him to be successful, to go to the Army and, you know, to be a successful young man. And, you know, and this really wasn't his decision. This was my decision. He had two decisions, one to get his GED or one to graduate high school. We had problems in Jasper, you know, with the teachers and Mr. Barbey. We had problems with that too. It was an incident earlier in the year with that as well. So, you know, this, I feel like this was the best thing for him. Either him getting his GED or he come and stay with me and go to Burkeville.
What was the problem with Mr. Barbet?
Well, he called him stupid or retarded or something at the beginning of the year because I was working out of town and I wasn't going to drop him off at 5 o'clock in the morning to wait on the building to open. So he had to find him a ride. And he couldn't find him a ride. He rode the bus to school and he was late for practice. So he was stupid or retarded or something, you know. So after that, my son didn't have any pretty good interests in sport. The coaches was picking with him. It was always some type of problem, you know. A few of the coaches were related to, you know, they was talking to him, but they was being extra hard on him with the school and the counseling. You know, he needed extra work, but, you know, it was out for the, it was a problem in all of that. You know, I feel like Jasper School wasn't the best decision for me to put him back in there this year. You know, he wants to graduate, and I feel like, you know, this is fine. I have to pass through Jasper, but when he gets out of school, I have to find a way to go back and pick him up, and he can just get on the bus in front of the house. You know, this is not his decision. This is my decision. And all right. He shouldn't be suffering the consequences for my decision.
Anything else, Mom?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. You're comments, welcome. Questions from anybody? Okay. It's time to make a decision. We don't have a residency issue here or anything like that, so there's no waivers required. It's time to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the district executive committee or to deny the appeal and uphold the ruling by the district executive committee. If we grant the appeal, that would mean that Xavian is eligible for varsity athletics at Burkeville High School. All right. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All right. We've got Dr. Scott. We've got Mr. Colbert. We've got Mr. Galvan. All in opposition. Ms. Denson, your appeal is granted, young man, by a vote of 3-1. And we wish you well. Good luck to you, Coach Williams, Coach Barbet. Thank you for being here and taking care of business. And with that having been said, we are going to terminate the feed for those who are on this hearing. We'll get ready to move to the next one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
All right. What's our time frame? 10:45. Ah, we're ahead of schedule. Do we think we have everybody ready, Caroline?
It looks like we have our DEC chair and our current school, probably with the family. I don't have a sending school just yet.
Okay. Well, let's take a bio break for about 5 minutes, and then we'll be back. So about 10:50-ish or so, and then we'll see if we're ready at that point.
I think we have all our players, so we are ready to go when you are.
All right, let's reconvene then. If you want to bring them back, bring them in, please. All right, we're going to move forward with hearing CC, Rising Star High School, Pella District 15-1A, Division II Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley.
DEC 15-1A, Division II, met on September 15, 2020, and ruled that Braylon Laminack moved from Comanche High School to Rising Star High School for athletic purposes. Items number 5 and 6 were checked yes on the PAPF, and items number 1, 5, and 8, and 9 were checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parent is appealing the ruling of the DEC.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'm going to ask everyone who is part of this, and I see Mr. Rucker, Mr. Hermsmeyer, Mr. Abshire, I'm sorry, I don't know, and family members there. It's time to get you folks sworn in, so please unmute at this time and raise your right hand, and Caroline will be swearing you in. The appropriate response will be, I do.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. The way this is going to work for everyone's information is that we have some information that we want to reaffirm based on the written documents that we've received. We have some questions. We'll start with the family. Once that's done, we'll go to Comanche High School and ask some questions there, get some responses. Maybe Rising Star, a lot of times the receiving school district doesn't have a lot to do with the reasons for the change. We'll go to the district chair and then back to family. And at that point, we'll have some other questions for you, but we'll also give you a chance to say things that you need to say. Okay. All right, I'm going to get us started, and then we'll move forward from there. It is our understanding that Dad is not in the picture. Is that correct?
Yes.
And also that Braylon and Mom don't always get along. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And who is the legal guardian, Mom? Who's the legal guardian? Is that you?
His mother is his legal guardian.
Okay. Is that who am we speaking with?
I'm Ashley. I'm his aunt, and he resides in.
Okay. You're the one he's living with now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So Mom's not involved in this today?
No, she's not.
Okay. That's fine. And I need for you to identify yourselves as I ask you these questions to get started anyway. So I apologize for not being more clear about that. All right, so let's see. There was a point in time, Braylon, when you were living with Grandma, correct?
Yes, sir.
And your grandma works at the DP office in Comanche?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I think it was stated there were a couple of reasons that you did not live with Mom, because some of it had to do with finances, and some of it was that maybe y'all didn't get along, as we've already answered. Is that a good statement?
Yes, sir.
Need to speak up for us, please, sir. All right, thank you. Talk to us about this. You've been at Cross Plains, Cisco, Comanche, Rising Star, and maybe even one other spot. Were you living with your mom during that whole time, Braylon?
When I was in Cross Plains, I was living with my mother, and she took us to Cisco, which I had no say-so in that. And about the end of the year, I had a lot going on already on my plate, and a buddy of mine had just committed suicide. We were really close. And about a month later, my mom came along and gave me the option that I could give up my freedom as a child and go to work and start paying for my own clothes, food, help out with the bills around the house, or go live with my grandmother.
So that's when you went to Comanche to live with your grandma?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. The aunt, I'm just going to call you aunt. I apologize name-wise. Is this young man at school classified as homeless? Is he designated homeless?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how long has he been living with you?
My daughter is a senior here also, and she had known that about some things that Braylon had talked to her about, and it was sometime this summer he came and stayed with us for a couple of weeks, and she was trying to get him to get to know some of the kids to kind of see the environment over here because she thought he needed the change. And so I think it was it the end of June, July?
It was
the beginning of July. He was, you know, he'd stayed a couple of weeks at the house, and then he, you know, Braylon's not going to say anything negative or bad, but he, you know, he doesn't want to upset anybody's feelings or anything like that. But he went back over to Comanche, and then there was some incidents that happened the one time he went to the practice, and then that kind of helped make his decision, and he came back and he stayed. And I can say that he's thrived since he's been here.
Say that again. I missed a little bit. He went to a practice?
He went to one practice at Comanche. I believe they had a senior meeting that particular time.
Okay.
And there were some incidents after that, and that kind of helped make his decision to come back and stay at Rising Star.
Okay. Mighty good. But as far as who the legal guardian is, it's mom, correct?
It is my sister, yes.
Okay. Now, grandma in her statement, written statement, says that several team members were bullying him, saying, go back to Cisco. We don't need you. Went home upset and crying. And then the July workout, maybe the word attacked you. Braylon, describe that for us, please.
It was a summer workout, and after the workout, we had like a little run throughs and whatnot on our defense on the field. And we were doing linebacker drills, and a kid intentionally bumped my shoulder, and I kind of ignored it. And then the incident happened again where he just hit my shoulder again, trying to knock me down. I was like, look, I don't know what your problem is with me, but can you stop? And he started screaming in my face and this and that, and reared back to hit me. Our coach was just watching, so I walked away. And then after the practice, our coach asked that all the seniors meet in the coach's office. And when we went in there, he showed us that he had bought us all new gold face mask covers for the helmets.
Yes.
As we were walking out, a student from Comanche started yelling at me. And I can 100% assure you there's no way our coach couldn't have heard it. But he started yelling at me and shoved me, and I just continued to walk to my car. And then he did it again and shoved me, and I just continued. I was just trying to ignore him. I didn't want to have any problem. And he hit me in the back of the head. And at that point, two other students grabbed him while I just walked back to my car and went home.
All right. You got a job in Rising Star working at a dairy, is that correct?
The guy that owns a dairy, but it's more so like welding kind of, yes, sir.
Okay. When did you first get that job, Braylon?
Probably a couple weeks before I moved in with my aunt, because I was driving back and forth, and that was one of the reasons I came and stayed here in Rising Star.
So it was in June?
Probably, yes, sir.
You still working there?
I haven't been as much because of school.
Okay. Is grandma raising another child?
Yes, sir.
And who is that?
Daylon Gilbert.
Any kin to you?
It's my little brother. It's my dad's other son.
Okay. And then when did you go to the game against Cisco that's been talked about here?
That would be Comanche's homecoming.
This year's homecoming?
Yes, sir.
And that's when the video that we saw was sent to you that night?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So when we start talking about reasons for the change, we've been given two. One of them was bullying. The other one was the job at Rising Star and the transportation and those kind of things. Was it both? Was it one? Was it what was the reason?
Well, I guess really and truly, I was unhappy. I was going through a lot in Comanche, and the people there just weren't helping my case. So I guess if it was really and truly one more than the other, I would have to say it was probably the way I was being treated in Comanche.
Okay. All right. Any others have questions for Braylon at this point or his aunt? We're going to move to Coach Hermsmeyer. You're unmuted, aren't you? Okay.
I believe so. I believe Miss Denson had a question. I saw her hand pop up.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Miss Denson?
It was a delayed response. I do have a question for Braylon. What is your relationship currently with your grandmother? Are you on good terms with your grandmother, or is that relationship still a little strained?
She was a little upset at me for moving, but I still call her some nights and I stay in touch with her and make sure her and Daylon are doing all right.
Okay. Was she aware that you were moving, or did you just move one day?
She was aware I was moving.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Ms. Denson. Hermsmeyer.
Yes, sir.
You checked numbers 5 and 6, I think, on the previous athletic participation form. And then you also came back with a letter later that said you misinterpreted and should have checked number 3 as well. Would you explain 3, 5, and 6 to us why you checked those, please, sir?
Well, first of all, whenever I filled it out back in August, you know, we had several things going on in our DEC as well at the time. And this is the first time in 13 years as a head coach that I've actually had to not check, or I had to check yes on those boxes. Usually it's always been no. So, you know, a whole lot of things, I'm a little caught off guard right now because the word bully has never been ever brought to my attention as the athletic director, head football coach at Comanche ISD. Through the time that we went through the parent residence waiver last year with Braylon, you know, our kids accepted him. He played on our team. You know, I've not heard one word of even the night I was at the strength conditioning when UIL opened up strength conditioning this summer for us to do that. There was the one time that Braylon did show up. I was not aware of any of those things that he said that took place. And I've never heard one word about any of that. And I find that a little bit, I'm not saying it's not happened, but I have a son who's on that team. And I would think if something happened as a parent and son, we have a great relationship. He possibly somewhere down the road would have said something to me about that. But, you know, I felt like Braylon was upset with me more so than kids because Braylon came in as a running back linebacker and he didn't play that position last year. He ended up playing on the defensive line for us and did a good job. As Christmas came around, he started struggling a little bit. He had some issues going on. He let me know of that. I always thought we had a great relationship. I mean, maybe I was wrong. I always felt like we had an open door policy where because of what had happened in his life, if he needed to visit, he could come in and visit with me about it. And he did on occasions about certain things. And we got to spring break. You know, he was trying to run track, but he was struggling with some things academically. And then all of a sudden we go off on COVID and the longest spring break ever. And don't really hear much from him other than through some of the kids, like, hey, he's saying he's going to Rising Star because he can be a better six-man player and play running back. And, you know, that's going off of what kids say. But you know, I'd never heard anything about the word bullying. Now, the video was completely unacceptable. I was very disappointed in the kids that did that. You know, we disciplined those kids. They put some time in the ISS. They also did some extracurricular stuff for me, you know, at practice, because I was disappointed in them, because we don't, anybody who's been around me, if you asked any coach around here, Mr. Rucker lives close to me. I pride myself on running a great program. We don't allow that kind of stuff. And we definitely don't tolerate it. So I'm disappointed. I apologize to Braylon, because, you know, that wasn't right for those kids to do that. But with all that being said, he has to understand too, with social media, there's a lot of things that can be put on social media that can be screenshotted, and you know, he had something to do with some of that. Some of the comments that were sent all through the summertime, once he started at Rising Star, to our kids, that's a two-way street. And I think, you know, I'm not blaming him for that, but I think he needs to understand that everybody takes comments on social media a different way. And when I put in my little description of some of the comments that my son shared with me through some of the group chats they had, he showed them to me, and, you know, saying some pretty negative things about teammates. So, you know, other than that, I felt like he was moving for athletic purposes because he wasn't happy with me, not because of the kids or being bullied or anything like that. I just felt like he thought he was a running back, and maybe going to a six-man school, he'd be able to run the ball more and do those kind of things.
Some of the posts that you're talking about is are you talking about the Cisco is going to kick your blank, or is that what he said? Was that what was told you, or was that a post?
It was, I saw some things. I mean, I'm not going to print those things off and bring that, because I would never want to, you know, I don't want to get kids involved in that, but there were comments made by Braylon that, you know, and one of the things that happened during the summer that, you know, probably wasn't a big deal to him, but one night I've got a text message from James Morton, who's from Eastland, and he sent me a text and said, hey, I hear y'all are illegally doing 7-on-7 on your field. And I'm like, I wasn't even in town. I was on my way back home, and I said, no, we're a run football team. We don't even play 7-on-7. Well, what had happened is Braylon had sent out a Snapchat to a bunch of kids that were friends of his from Cisco and Eastland, and they somehow, him, Braylon, and in our program were up on our stadium throwing the ball around and saying it was 7-on-7. So Coach Morton was questioning me on that. Well, by the time I get back to town, you know, they're all gone. But that's what had happened, is him and I think one of his friends from Eastland or somebody, or Cisco, and they were just trying to play ball. He wasn't trying to intentionally do anything to get anybody in trouble, but they were calling it 7-on-7, and, you know, it's just one of those things that was misinterpreted.
So in summary, the reason that you think that he changed schools for athletic purposes, and as you've described, this is, I guess, one of the first times you've ever had to check number 6 is a yes, was after his comments, was he going to be allowed back on the team?
No. He came to that one summer strength conditioning. You know, we talked a little bit that night, but I could just tell he was checked out. I mean, he wasn't. But what disappointed me the most is because of the relationship that we had built through that residence waiver last year, and some of the things that we had to go through to get him. You know, he went from he had me believing that his situation with his mom was dire, like not a very good home situation, and his only chance of survival was to live with grandma. Hindsight 2020, I don't know if necessarily a year later if that's truly what the case was. But I drank the Kool-Aid and I fought for that young man. And I think he's a great young man. But at the same time, I felt like the whole thing was he was upset with me, and because I didn't let him play a certain position. And he just had checked out on our team. And, you know, I just wasn't going to let him come back because we have, you know, our kids and our chemistry. I mean, as a coach, you have to make those calls sometimes. And I didn't want to go into a season every other thing we were going to face with COVID-19 and all the restrictions of having to deal with someone who was going to be trying to divide and cause problems to our team.
Any questions for Coach Hermsmeyer? Thank you, Coach. We may get back to you. The receiving district, and in this case, that being Rising Star, typically does not have a great deal to add about the reason for the change, and that's obviously why we're here. But if you do have something, please identify yourself and say the things that you need to say.
This is Mr. Abshire, the principal at Rising Star.
But you're going to have to speak up for us, please.
Sir?
Speak up a little bit.
Okay. This is Albert Abshire. I'm the principal at Rising Star.
Thank you.
Will the family, they'll get a chance to speak again, correct?
Yes, sir.
The only thing I'd like to say is a lot of the things that were talked about, even in our DEC hearing, was all, I guess, hearsay. I only know Braylon. This is my first year here as well. So I only know him, you know, from meeting him this summer and knowing what he's done since he's been here. I mean, even though he hasn't been eligible, he's missed maybe 2 days of school all year long. He's never missed a practice. He's been a leader on campus and in the locker room. And that's without, like I say, him even knowing if he's going to get a chance to play.
Coach, understand, what we're after is anything that has to do with the reason for the change. If you don't have anything like that, well, we'll move forward then.
No, sir, but I needed a chance to speak up, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
You betcha. Thank you for being here. All right, our district chair.
Yes, sir.
Identify yourself.
This is James Rucker, superintendent at Sydney.
All right. Mr. Rucker, thank you for being here.
Yes, sir.
The vote was unanimous, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us in your words why you think that was the case?
Well, we, of course, went by what we got from Coach Hermsmeyer, but to go back a little bit in our August meeting where we go over the PAPFs, as a district chair, each school went through what they had and what Coach Miller, the head coach there at Rising Star, had. He didn't name the boy, but he said, I've got a kid from Comanche that is moving over here because grandmother can no longer afford him, for him to live with her. And so, but said that he was going to get with Coach Hermsmeyer and he would get back with us with more information. Well, I knew who he was talking about because I do live in Comanche. And so I contacted the grandmother and I said, it's said that you cannot afford this boy. And she said, that's not the case. You know, he chose to leave. And she works for the DPS. You know, she's already raising one grandson. She was willing to raise this one and had for a year. And kind of off and on throughout his life. So that's the information I gathered from her. And then whenever we had our hearing, that's what I brought forth. And you know, that she could afford him. And so the district executive committee took that into account also, that he was established in Comanche and it wasn't an issue of whether she could afford him or not.
Was there a mention in the district executive committee of the bullying issues and all that?
No, sir. We had not heard any of that at that point in time.
Was the family there?
No, sir.
At the meeting?
No, sir. Not at the meeting, no.
Okay. Were they invited?
No, sir. They wasn't.
Okay. Just for future reference?
Yes, sir.
All parties.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Anything else for Mr. Rucker, our chair? Okay.
Nothing for me, no, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Rucker.
Yes, sir.
All right. Before we go back to Braylon and his aunt, any questions for any of these other folks? All right. questions for them? If not, then we told you we would give you an opportunity to speak last. So you have that now, Ant or Braylon, either way.
I had read through the minutes once I got this invitation to this meeting, and I just put it in the letter, kind of my thoughts.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you don't mind, I'll read that. My name is Ashley Funderburk, and I'm the aunt to Braylon. A few things I would like to address is the four, not five, different schools he has been to. He had no choice in moving from Cross Plains to Cisco. That was his mother and stepfather's decision. And I can tell you that his feelings or best interests have never been a concern to them. He left Cisco to go to Comanche after numerous and one rather despicable issue with his mom and stepfather. To Mr. Rucker, who thinks he doesn't want to follow rules, can you imagine having a rule that you can't eat the groceries because it was bought for your six-year-old sister, or you have to pay for your own laundry detergent, or you're never allowed to go out to eat with them? I can give numerous examples of this child being mentally beat down and discredited by the one who is supposed to protect and love him, his mother. I won't go into any more details about the stepfather, but I can tell you that I have stepped in and stood up for my nephew against him numerous times. I have a daughter that is a senior at Rising Star ISD, and the reason that Braylon is with me now is that him and his cousin are very close, and he confided in her a lot of things that he was going that were going on in the Comanche, and she encouraged him to come spend some time at our house this summer and to get to know the kids at her school. She assured him that there would be no bullying and people showing up to our house with their older siblings to fight him would not occur, that no one would be punching him in the back of the head as he walked away from a fight. To Coach Hermsmeyer, he has failed this child and failed to mention some bullying that was going on. While still trying to decide that he wanted what he wanted to do, he came to Comanche to a summer workout. A meeting was held for the seniors afterwards, and a player, Matthew Gonzalez, decided to push Braylon a few times that did not want to start a fight. When that did not work to start a fight, Matthew punched Braylon in the back of the head, as two others, which happened to be Bryce Hermsmeyer and Colt Salinas, grabbed Matthew and pulled him back, allowing Braylon to leave and make his decision easy. I believe everyone has seen the video where Logan Wilkerson stated that this is why I whooped your blank in the video, which leads me to believe that there have been other issues where Braylon was beat up. I know that Mr. Rucker is good friends with Wanda, the grandmother. And that doesn't mean that what she was doing was best for the child either. I mean, I don't think that Braylon was honest with everybody about the bullying, because who wants to say, you know, he doesn't want to call out his mother. He doesn't want to call out other kids, but he confided in my daughter. He has a great bond with the kids and the coaches at Rising Star ISD. Braylon has had a lot of issues emotionally, and he's on medications for depression. And honestly, I'm a single mom that has managed to raise three kids on my own. My house has a curfew and many expectations. We have never had much money, but when it comes to love, our roots run deep. I have the rest of this year to prepare Braylon for the real world. I am desperately pleading to you to help me give this kid an opportunity to be involved in sports. I believe sports teach kids responsibility, pride, respect, work ethics, and teamwork. I believe it will help him stay engaged and not take the path of his father, who has been in and out of jail for theft and drug charges. I'm asking the UIL board to see this kid through and to help me give him a chance. He did not move for athletic purposes. He moved for his last chance at a life after being begged by my daughter, who told him he matters. Where does his eligibility go if not Rising Star? Am I supposed to send him back to Comanche to the bullies or to his mom, who now lives in Clyde, so he can continue along this downward spiral? He needs to graduate, and this sports eligibility is his strongest path to get there. These sports and coaches are what is keeping him in school. Please, please allow him this opportunity to be successful in a positive environment at Rising Star High School.
Well said. Thank you very much.
Sorry, I'm nervous and I stuttered.
Oh, you didn't stutter. You did a nice job. And thank you for being available to him and taking him in. Braylon, you got anything else to say?
I would like to also make a statement on what Coach Hermsmeyer said.
I can't hear you.
The statement that Coach Hermsmeyer said, where he said that I would not be allowed on his team, that day I was doing a workout, which is where he invited me to his summer workouts, because I came up there and was running, and we had a conversation, and he was the one who had asked me to come and be a part of the team. Yeah, that's the day where he said that he would come back.
Coach Hermsmeyer, you want to respond to that?
As far as asking him personally, I hadn't seen him from March. You know, most of our stuff and our coordination and me get communicating with the kids was, like I said, through my son. They were all in some type of group chat, and that's how I would let them know, hey, strength, conditioning, that kind of stuff. Since then, we've switched to a SportsU app, but I don't remember personally inviting him to that meeting. I mean, I talked to all my kids about the importance of coming to classes, coming to meetings, coming to strength conditioning, but I don't remember inviting him individually, because like I said, I hadn't seen him since March.
Okay, thank you. All right, aunt, anything else final?
No, sir.
Okay, y'all have done a really nice job. You really have. And Braylon, hey, you've got a lady here that's pulling for you, taking care of you. You take advantage of that opportunity. Whether you're playing ball or you're not playing ball, that decision will be reached here shortly. But you have a future, okay? And you've got people that care for you. So good luck to you, young man.
Thank you.
You bet. Any comment or question at this point? All right, it's time to make a decision to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the district executive committee, which would declare, Braylon eligible for varsity athletics at Rising Star High School pending some waivers, because he's not living with his legal guardian. So we've got some guardianship issues, residency issues, guardianship issues to deal with there, or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal and overturn the ruling, please raise your right hand. All right, Ms. Denson and Mr. Galvan, Dr. Scott, all in favor of denial. That's myself and Mr. Colbert. So the appeal has been granted. That means that you have a situation where you have to visit with, and the aunt, you can visit with Mr. Beasley at UIL about a waiver that's needed for guardianship issues, okay? All right. With that having been said, I want to say thanks to all who've been involved in this today. And we're going to terminate the feed for those who've been involved in hearing CC. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that takes us to new business. Is there any? Difficult day.
Yeah.
We didn't have enough information in a couple of hearings, and that's just one of those deals. Our staff does a great job of getting folks here, but you can't force them and all. And then all the decisions were tough ones today, but appreciate you staff and members. Wow. Nice job. Any announcements?
Mr. Chair, no new business and no announcements other than we're proud of all of our schools for the work they're doing, getting their contest in this fall. We have volleyball, football, cross country, and team tennis going on all across the state. Obviously, with the additional games that began 2 weeks ago in 5A and 6A, we've had some more incidents and a few more cancellations. But for the most part, we've had 90% of our games played every week. So, a lot of ball games out there. So when you see articles about cancellations, we had 538 games played Friday night or over the weekend. So we have a lot of games being played. So that's the message for us. And that happens because of the superintendents and the schools that choose to play those games and the coaches who are doing what they need to do to make sure that kids are safe. And I'm thankful for that support and the work that is being done. And I'm thankful for this committee for listening to all the facts that you heard today. You got very little in the first two cases. It's tough to make a decision if you don't have anything to go on. And when the district chair is not available, and it's really hard, and you don't have any minutes from the meeting, it's tough to know. So thank you for your patience and your diligence. And Mr. Chair, always thank you for your leadership. It's surprising to me, I just have to tell you, that we haven't had more cases from out of state on changing schools for athletic purposes. I talked to the director from California yesterday, been in contact with a director from Oregon and Washington. They have kids leaving left and right, going to other places to play. We've had a few from New Mexico, but the DEC has heard those. We had one case that went from California to Georgia, top-notch athlete, highly recruited. And the parents just were honest about it. They said, we're leaving California because they're not playing until the spring. We're going to Georgia where they're playing. And they originally ruled him eligible until they started going back a little bit and listening to some of the comments, and they went back and changed their mind. Don't be surprised if we have some of those here right before the playoffs begin. And that's we're in week, I think we're starting week seven, and week three or four, it's week four for 5A, 6A. So we're getting down to the district certification dates, and you know what happens then. So just be aware. Thank you for your work already and what you'll do for us in the future.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We are adjourned.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good week.
You too.